There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to bring up anything you like at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
For those of you just tuning in, we have been playing for you the latest video from ISIS, allegedly, hosted by John Cantley, who is their apparently last remaining British hostage. He's managed to keep his head, thankfully, by hosting this series of what I would call fairly interesting propaganda videos from ISIS. They're well-produced. I don't think I mentioned that yet tonight. These are well-edited. They look like they could have been, plucked right out of Frontline or something like that. You know, one of these online, or not online, but one of these television news magazine shows. Very, very well-produced, well-edited. You know, they've got the whiz-bang graphic transitions and everything, the sound effects, the whoosh, you know, that stuff. And so it's very watchable. And he's walking around through different cities in the last few in the series. Initially, they just had him sitting in front of a desk, sort of reading a script. In the last few they've done, they've had him dressed up sort of like a reporter and walking around cities like Kobane and Mosul and now Halab, where he has been showing that despite bombing raids that have been killing all kinds of people, that life continues to go on. People are rebuilding, businesses are continuing to do business, and the Islamic State is continuing to be in control, showing, you know, the Mujahideen fighters. They just had an interview with one of them who pointed out that you can keep killing, you being the federal government of the United States. He's essentially saying, go ahead, keep killing the leaders of the Islamic State, and we'll just keep replacing them. Every time you kill one of them, we just recruit 100 more people. And whether you believe the numbers or not, it's certainly true that over time, the U.S. government has continued to announce the executions of various individuals ostensibly associated with ISIS or al-Qaeda, and it hasn't done anything to dampen the violence. It hasn't stopped the rise of this group of killers. Now, they're calling themselves the Islamic State because they want to be a state, too. They want to have the benefits of being a state, to be able to tax and rule over people. And I don't support the idea of the state, but I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be considered a state. They're a violent gang of people who's forcing their way upon others. That's what the state is. That's what it does. Here in the United States, they have this this veneer of appropriateness that sort of runs over all of it, the aura of legitimacy, if you will. And it's not really any different. The fundamental differences are not there between the U.S. federal government and the Islamic State. It's just the Islamic State's newer. And it's always harder for a newer group of people calling themselves a state to get recognized as a state around the world. So we're about two-thirds of the way, maybe even three-fourths of the way through this video. It's about 12 minutes long. We're in the nine-minute range here. We're going to continue now.
Meanwhile, back in Europe, David Cameron of Britain, his Christmas speech talked of Christian values. On Christmas Day, thousands in our armed forces will be protecting people and entire communities from the threat of terrorism, he said. But as we saw with the attack on the market here, with US drones flying overhead and very possibly coordinating the bomb attack on the market itself, it's the West who are acting aggressively. The people of Halab just want to get on with their lives in peace. And that is more possible now since the Islamic State took over. The media points of the Islamic State.
Unless, of course, you happen to have a different religious viewpoint as the Islamic State, in which case then they might behead you. But his point is made here that there is business going on, and obviously in a city, and I don't know what the population of Halab is, but they were in Mosul, which I think was the second most populated in Iraq. But in a city like this, there's a lot of people that just that's what they're there for, is, you know, not to impose their will on anyone, but they just want to run their lives and raise their families just like anyone in the United States would want to do. And
right.
Why shouldn't they be left alone in order to do that? And he's absolutely right that it's the U.S. government and the British governments that are the aggressors in this case. Period.
Set up in Halep and all around the other towns where they hand out media and news information. Thank you very much indeed. The idea is that it counters the news that comes out from the West, and so it gives the people here on the ground an idea of what the Islamic State is really doing and not the distorted view that people get from the Western media.
Well, it's not to suggest that this isn't a distorted view
right.
as well, but he is showing here the footage has what is essentially, I don't even want to call it a magazine stand or the equivalent of a magazine stand, but it's like a little hut where there's like an opening and a guy is sitting back there but behind two Toshiba laptops and handing out propaganda to people as they come by.
And, of course, what made all the headlines in the Western media recently were the attacks carried out in France. So, it is only fitting to close with a few words from a French mujahid living here in Halep.
Tout d'abord,
I'm going to try to translate this again. Firstly, may blessings... Oh, damn it. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most beneficent...
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
These three attacks only made us happy. He's talking about Charlie Hebdo. And every time we hear about one or more brothers defending their religion, in the West, we only feel delighted. We learned a few days ago about these attacks, and this is what delighted us. And we heard about the other brothers who did the same and carried out the attacks. Before this attack, it was Mohammed Mera. We asked Allah, who carried out an exceptional operation. It emboldened all my brothers in France, all my brothers in the West, to defend their religion. Presently, Allah has not facilitated for you, Hijra, to our state. No problem. Defend your religion where you are. Kill them with knives. At the very least, strike them in the face. Not a very nice person. For the religion of Allah needs you more than you think.
Dites-vous bien que notre religion a besoin de vous, plus que vous le pensez.
You are sitting on your couches while today Muslims are being slaughtered in every corner of the world. What will be your excuse before Allah? What is your excuse when this orphan loses her family and you did not get up to defend her? So I call you to either come here or defend your religion where you are. To all my brothers in France, I say to them, start carrying out individual attacks. Be wolves on the earth. For each man amongst you can be equivalent to an army. And I say to all the nations of the West that have resolved to attack us, we have also come to strike you, and we are already there to attack you. The Muslims in the West number in the millions, and they are capable of inflicting mass carnage. But I'd like to interrupt him here for a moment. The Muslims in the West, while they number in the millions, aren't violent killers. They're not people who believe the same version of Islam as these maniacs do, as these people who have no problem stabbing someone in the face. If they did, then we would actually see more terrorism.
Right.
We would see people being murdered and they're having their throats slit and all of those things, you know, bombs going off here in the United States. There are Muslims all over the place here. But Muslim folks that I've known have been peaceful people. And the religion is a religion of peace, as many religions are, but then they're interpreted in different ways and in very radical and violent ways by certain very, very small sects. He has just a few more words here going on with the interview with the maniac. Quote, so I call on them to move forward and do what is obligatory on them in support of their religion.
I mean, the irony here
at the end.
The irony here that I think is like immediately is that, you know, like, no, these people, they're, you know, Christianity is the real religion of peace. We need to, you know, obviously these people have problems. We need to bomb them.
Yeah.
Like, that's the idea of a religion of peace.
Right. I mean, both of those religions have been bastardized from what could be argued was their original intention. And that's the same thing is true about Buddhism, which originally wasn't even supposed to be a religion, but it has become that, in contrary to Buddha's wishes. So over time, these religions created and instituted by men are corrupted by those same men or different men along the lines. And then you've got people bombing each other and stabbing each other as a result of it. It's just insane. We'll continue here. That's the video called From Inside Halab. We'll link to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can take it and check it out on your own and share your thoughts here on the air. It's 855-453.
Special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here to bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Johnson versus somebody on the internet. We'll tell you more about that.
Generic status. It's just a conversation with a status is what I want to bring up. Mm-hmm. And I think it's particularly make sense after what we were just talking about.
Sure.
With this, you know?
Let's talk about that here in a moment. Also, want to tell you about Vegas.com. They really do serve up Vegas from the inside, because unlike other travel sites, the people running the website, they're actually from Vegas. They live, work, and party in Vegas. They know the people that set the deals, and the second prices drop, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. Plus, they give you insider tips on where to stay and what to do when you're there. Go to Vegas.com right now and enter our code FTL in the promo box at checkout to receive an extra 10% off of everything except the air hotel packages. That's because they just can't negotiate a discount like that with airlines. But everything on the site except the air hotel packages, you save 10% by using code FTL over at Vegas.com. Go get your bonus savings on hotels and shows with code FTL. I did look, by the way, at some of the shows there. I've always been interested in going to see Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
If I ever go to Vegas. And so I've checked their prices. And the prices over at Vegas.com, the prices for the tickets for Penn and Teller, they're cheaper than going through Penn and Teller's own website. So go and check it out at Vegas.com.
Wait, have you ever been to Vegas?
I've not.
Wow.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
A couple times.
So if you're going to go back, going for the first time, Vegas.com, code FTL.
I'm very interested in this ad. In fact, just as a fun thing to Google in case you're interested in Vegas, there's an artist by the name of La Forette, F-O-R-E-T, who recently took these amazing aerial photographs, like these really high-resolution, amazing aerial photographs of Vegas. They're hard to describe. He kind of used this, large-format photography technique where you blur things and it makes things almost look like toys.
Hmm.
It's like, where you blur the top and bottom of the photograph, and he did some of that. Like, it's called tilt-shifting, I think, a photograph. And they're just really cool. I mean, some of the, just the colors and whatnot that you see from all the lights are just they're.
And the artist is called what?
La Forette.
Maybe you could find that and send me a link, or we can put it up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and all that. So again, Vegas.com, code FTL to get 10% off pretty much everything there. Continuing here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, Johnson, you got into a Facebook argument, which is not uncommon for you. And I like myself a good flame war every now and again. So what was it that sparked this, and where did it happen?
So on one of my I don't want to give away names necessarily, because it doesn't really matter.
A friend of yours?
Yeah, personal friend of mine.
That's not who you were arguing with.
Restater, no. And she happens to be friends with some statists, apparently.
Okay.
And so she posted an image from Lee Camp. I don't know who that is. I've heard the name before. I don't know if it's like a pundit or something like that, but The image that was posted was from a Facebook page called Common Culture Midwest, and it says, "New rule, if you relocate your business outside of the U.S. to avoid paying your fair share of taxes, you will no longer be permitted to sell your products or services on American soil."
So that rule doesn't actually exist. That's just them saying, this should be the case.
Yeah, and they followed up. They're like, approve, disapprove, leave a comment below.
This is like a little poll thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I'm just, and this is a thread which...
So it's about protectionism. The question is, should people who make products in the United States be allowed, or make products outside of the United States be allowed to sell them in the United States?
Right. It's also about fair share of taxes, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Okay.
And some other folks jumped into this thread. I mean, Larkin Rose was in this thread.
Relatively well-known libertarian type.
He jumped in and said, equivalent question, if you flee some big city to avoid the extortion shakedown of the local mafia there, should you be allowed to sell anything to anyone else who lives in that city? I.e., should you be allowed to trade with any other victims of that extortion racket?
Yeah, that's a good way to really narrow that down.
And he says, it costs around $2,300 just to legally escape the USSA now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then at some point, I jumped in and I said, actually, no, this rule makes perfect sense. Since taxes are stolen money, the fair share is none at all.
So I've never heard that one before. That's good.
So I'm like, if you locate your business outside of the U.S., it doesn't matter because paying any amount of taxes is not fair.
It's unfair, sure.
Right. And so I got a comment back by, I'll call him, Statist.
Okay.
Statist says, Johnson, a tad exaggerated, don't you think? How do we pay for our defense, interstate highway infrastructure, national parks, etc., without taxes of some sort? We should pay a little tax, but everyone everyone should have to pay the exact same percentage. Let's put the fair back into fair share.
Trotting out all the old excuses for the state.
This is why I wanted to bring this in as prep, because I thought it's like, oh, this is just perfect. I mean, this is just generic argument with statist 101. Yeah. So then I wrote, I'm like, how about with user fees instead of violently stealing from people? A tad immoral, don't you think?
What? Government doesn't steal from people.
Well, here's statist's reply. User fees on what? So you think tolls on every road we have is okay?
My God, you libertarians. No, and by the way, just to interrupt, I mean, no, I don't think that most people want to pay tolls. I think that tolls are terrible. How about we come up with some alternatives like, oh, I don't know, billboards or something else.
So he says, can you imagine the cost of the infrastructure for that? How would we pay for the infrastructure then? If you pass all this to the states, then the states will tax you for it. So what is the difference?
The only thing he can envision is that it goes from the federal government to the states as far as, you know, decentralizing.
He's like, how do you pay for military with user fees? Taxes help you pay for us to make the country livable and to protect us. They've just been allowed to take it way too far, and it needs to get reined in.
Oh, so who is this guy? He's like a small government conservative or something like
that?
I guess so.
And I said, what is the difference? The difference is that people using things, you know, I'm quoting him when he said, what is the difference? I said, well, the difference is that people using the things that they pay for will be doing so voluntarily. What is so hard about the idea of not forcibly stealing from people at gunpoint? Taxes help pay for us to make, I'm quoting him again. He says, taxes help pay for us to make our country livable and protect us. No, they don't. By the way, I'd rather...
Yeah, it's not the government that makes the country livable. It's the people who provide products and services on their own voluntary basis, a consensual basis, that makes this place livable.
Right.
I mean, to the extent that the government stays out is what makes this a good place to live.
And here's the thing where the money thing, the money argument that he's coming from, I think is weird. I'm like, by the way, I'd rather pay for infrastructure than stormtroopers. It's time for like 90% of these thugs to find gainful employment. The same goes for the bureaucrats that generate nothing but mountains of paperwork, sucking the productivity out of every industry they touch. Example, I'd like doctors to be free again and healthcare to be affordable. That means that the government needs to F off. The Affordable Health Care Act totally expected that, like most other government programs, it does exactly the opposite things that it was supposedly intended to do.
Meaning making healthcare more difficult to acquire and more expensive.
Right. And I said the irony being that statist seems to be unaware of EasyPass, which was implemented by a private company that somehow managed to cover the cost of all that insane infrastructure they built. Insane how the market comes up with solutions you never thought of to fix problems that you might not have even been aware of.
And we'll come back with more. You've got more, right?
Yeah, I got called out on my...
Called out.
I'd like doctors to be free again, and my friend asked, when were doctors free, Johnson?
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 450, free. And then what about people who challenge authority? What do they have in common? Some interesting science on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. We've got Johnson versus some Facebook status. whatever. You can just call him textbook Facebook status because he's just kind of trotting out all the same old arguments against libertarianism. And we'll continue with that here in a moment. But also want to let you know about ExpressCoin.com, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoin, they're all available there over at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Their fees are probably the best you're going to find out there. They're also a licensed money services business, so they've jumped through those governmental hoops, so you don't have to worry about that nonsense. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer by going to ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the United States or Canada. Again, that's ExpressCoin.com, plus they've got an app for your smartphone. Use coupon code FTL over at ExpressCoin.com and get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee at all, which is an awesome deal. So again, ExpressCoin.com, coupon code is FTL. Johnson, you got into a Facebook spat with someone you don't know today. He's kind of trotting out all these standard arguments about why freedom is terrible and we need the state to protect us and make roads.
I love these textbook arguments. So I got called out at the end because I had said that, you know, I'd like doctors to be free again, you know, I got called out by my friend who's like, you know, when were doctors free, Johnson? And I kind of had to, she just would be like, yeah, well, you know, okay.
Free as in like free price wise?
Well,
free?
No, I mean like relatively free from paperwork.
Yeah.
You know, like freer to, you know, to make house calls again, to do those types of things, to have their costs not be ridiculously driven up by the amount of regulations.
Tremendous compliance. Yeah, there's a lot of money that's spent in any doctor's office on just having people whose job it is to fill out paperwork. These are not, you know, people who are helping others get better. They're just filling out paperwork.
Right. And I said, okay, so I, you know, free from paperwork and mindless litigation, able to make house calls again and charge reasonable rates that people see rather than everyone being forced into insurance scams. And I actually dropped a link to Harry Brown's article about healthcare there.
Oh, sweet.
So Status says, so then, Johnson, what is your plan for paying for the military? What is your plan for paying for power stations that provide electricity?
Because that's what the government... Wait a minute. No, that's what power companies do. Where does this guy live?
I have no idea. Actually, I think Minnesota. What is your plan for paying for highways? Interesting you don't think of tolls as taxes, but income taxes are unacceptable. Taxes are taxes, man. But once again...
Well, I do think of tolls as taxes.
Yeah. I respond to that. And he's like, but once again, how do we pay for the military? Apparently you never realized that the states supplement the building of toll rolls with, you guessed, taxes. You really want to have to pay a toll road to drive out of your driveway to the corner store? Mm. How practical is that?
Right, because that's what the marketplace does, right? That's what people in the marketplace do. They make it so you get nickel and dime to death with everything that you when you want to get from point A to point B. No, they want you to get from point A to point B, so then you can spend the money on whatever it is the people in the market want you to buy. They, you know, it's like where you go into a grocery store, you don't get charged at the door to walk into a grocery store. They want you to come in. They want you to feel welcomed. They want you to hopefully buy something. But if you walk through, you can walk through the entire store and then walk out of the store and nobody's going to bat an eye at you.
Yep.
So it's just ridiculous.
So then my friend Susanna, I'll drop her name, not the status name, but she says, roads can also have sponsors. Think outside the box, man.
Sure.
Right? And
well, this is a tough box to think outside of. And, of course, some
big box.
Well, right. I mean, this is one of those areas where government has been in control throughout our entire lives, and it's difficult to get outside of your paradigm. And it's hard to really envision these things. And so a lot of these are good questions. Unfortunately, arguing with someone on Facebook isn't usually going to result in them having some sort of an aha moment, at least not at that moment.
Not at that moment, but I think it drops seeds. You know?
It could. I mean, how seriously a Facebook argument is taken by other people, I don't know. Personally, I find that reading it on
I've had people come back to me over and over and over again say, you know, like I had one guy resend me a friend request from something where he unfriended me years ago.
No kidding.
And came back and he's like, I was totally wrong.
No way.
Yeah, what, now, and I've had that happen. It was over homeschooling.
So what? I mean, do you know what it was that made him realize years later that he was wrong?
I turned his atheism. I took his atheism and like, you know, like on the homeschooling thing. I don't know exactly what I said, but it was something about the fact that like you're still exposing your daughter to stuff with Santa Claus, and he got so mad. He got so because he's like a really, really staunch atheist.
Yeah.
But yet he's exposing his daughter and lying to her about Santa Claus. I'm like, how is that any different?
So like a lot of atheists, he was opposed to homeschooling because Christians do it.
Right.
I see. It must be bad if Christians do it. Right.
And so I brought up the point about what he's doing with Santa Claus, and he didn't like it.
Okay.
But you know, later he's like, you know, okay, homeschooling. And he came back, and not only did he say he was wrong about homeschooling, but he is homeschooling.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good, Johnson. Although I have to say that it's more valuable to talk about these things on the radio because then we've got.
I did at the time.
No, but I mean, as opposed to this discussion on Facebook, it's more useful to have this on the radio, which is
one
why...
One person at a time, man.
Yeah, that's the problem with Facebook.
Lighting the fires of liberty. So, Status went on to say, no taxes doesn't work. It never will work. No taxes means that you depend on people who don't even want to earn their own living to help pay for things they use.
What?
We've seen how that works out. I think he's saying like that maybe some people leech off the system or something.
Well,
that's how it works in this taxes system. Isn't long in the system before a very few people are paying 100% of the cost for everything else everyone uses. Problem is they added too many things to the pot that we don't need, like welfare. So how much would you pay to sponsor the $3 million of roads in your neighborhood? Any idea how much a highway costs?
Way more than it should.
Right.
When governments make things, when governments contract with private companies to make things, they pay way more than what the market rate actually should be if there was true competition in the marketplace.
Well, he asks another question. He's like, think about it. What if your neighbor, Johnson, decided that they don't want to pay for anything because that is stealing at gunpoint, which, of course, if it were voluntary, it wouldn't be stealing at gunpoint.
Right. If we actually transitioned to this voluntary order, this consensual society that many of us in the voluntarist and libertarian movement would like to see happen, then the person who doesn't pay will just be an a-hole.
I think there'd be more solutions than that, and I expound on some of them. And he says, well, now all the roads are on you as one by one people stop paying for everything. I mean, is it voluntary? It is voluntary, so what the heck? There's nothing wrong with taxes being used responsibly. The problem is it is abused now badly. What we need is a way for citizens to limit the tax money collected annually without Congress having a say. I don't think most of us are mad about taxes. We're mad about that they're abused and too high. If they were used responsibly and it was a low percentage, then I don't think most would have an issue. We seriously need to control tax law outside of the politicians who get to allot it.
Right. So just elect the right people, and they'll reduce the tax burden, and everything will be just splendid. Right.
Sure. Yep. So my friend jumped in and said, taxes are theft and slavery. You have no right to the fruits of my labor, nor I yours, unless we voluntarily agree to share.
But Johnson, what about the people who won't pay? What about the people who won't pay? I mean, that there are going to be people in the absence of the coercive state who decide they want to hoard their money, that they don't value a community, and they're not interested in helping with any of these projects of, like, let's say, clearing the roads. Maybe they'll stand in front of the snow plows in protest.
Okay, let me skip to my answer to that particular batch of questions of his. So I said, he says, and I quote him, so then, Johnson, what is your plan for paying the military? Have people that want warriors pay for warriors. What is your plan for paying for power stations that provide electricity? Have people that want electricity pay for electricity. How do you plan for
That's
paying
how it works
badges?
Today.
Have people that want to drive on roads pay for them. I'm answering his thing where he says, interesting how you don't think of tolls as taxes. I'm like, incorrect. I absolutely do. Current tolls are collected by the state institutions that stole the ownership of the private roads.
Right. They stole the land for the roads. They stole the roads themselves in many cases, and then they continue to tax people on them by charging tolls.
Yep. I said, private roads might even be able to do away with tolls entirely by selling information about traffic flow or selling ad space on billboards on the property. You are seeing this through a myopic and violent viewpoint, and so only see the top-down, hierarchical, easy theft-based solutions first, rather than seeing the win-win sort of scenarios that the market creates. And then I had more
Great
to
point.
Say.
There's more on the way here with Johnson versus the Facebook status. 855, 450 free. You take control.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
I'm Kate Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there and create the content that you'll find right there on the front page of the website. So maybe you found something online that you think's interesting that you want to share with our listeners and perhaps maybe get us to talk about on the radio. You can submit it over there at freetalklive.com via our Reddit-based system. It's totally free to do that. So go there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Hey, you've heard about Bitcoin, and maybe you've heard about blockchains as well, but what does it mean for you? Well, you can head down to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference and find out. It's happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. It's going to be a great weekend conference at a new location. Last year it was out at a racetrack kind of on the outskirts of Austin. This is going to be the heart of downtown Austin. I'm excited for the change in venue. And, of course, there's a great list of speakers that is being lined up as we speak, including folks like David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, as well as others, including keynote speaker George Gilder. This is a world-famous investor, economist, and author. Plus, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology will be there. Simbala Nair is flying in from India to speak at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. Plus, they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. If you want a glimpse into the future going even beyond Bitcoin, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Go and reserve your tickets now at TexasBitcoinConference.com and use code FTL to get a $25 discount off the already very affordable $150 admission price. So once again, that's TexasBitcoinConference.com, code FTL. When you use that code, another $25 of your admission fee will go to benefit Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity that's helping the homeless in Florida. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Free Talk Live, by the way, was there last year, and we will be there again this year broadcasting live. So if you're going to be there, we'll look forward to meeting you at TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 28th and 29th in Austin. Let's go to your phone calls here, and then we'll continue. Johnson, you've got more from your Facebook conversation, your Facebook flame war here in a moment. But first, Ryan is listening in Massachusetts and via the TuneIn app. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, great. Okay, so to continue this Facebook conversation on the radio, So Johnson brought up, one idea was like billboard, okay, on the highway to pay for them. You know what I mean?
Talking about paying for roads.
Yes, paying for roads. So anyway, I know that like someone from New England and in Vermont, okay, I believe last time I checked the state law that they don't allow billboards on the side of the highway.
Yeah, that would figure for somewhere like Vermont. I mean, Vermont is kind of a hippie place, and they don't like businesses there. They don't like big business, and I presume that would carry over to not liking advertising as well.
We don't like advertising controlling your mind, man.
Yeah, I hear you, but it's also beautiful, though, too. Like, if you ever drove up 95, you know, 89 or whatever it is, up through, it's really beautiful.
If you want to see real beauty, go to Vegas.com and book yourself a trip today where there are billboards as far as the eye can see. And really, it is gorgeous.
Well, now hold on. I mean, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Ryan, hold on a second. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And I think that what you're saying, though, is a good point, and that a lot of people are going to be offended by the idea of like a scenic highway having been plastered with a bunch of billboards. Now, billboards don't offend me, but I can understand why some people don't like that, in which case there are other alternatives. I mean, what if instead of a bunch of billboards, what if one highway was adopted by one company and every so often you saw a relatively small sign that said something like, "This highway brought to you by Goodyear."
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. But that leads me to real quick.
I will say, just real quick, I do have to say that, you know, some people will take things to the extremes, you know, like with libertarians or whatever. I am squarely in the extreme on this one, where it comes down to billboards, like, I don't care what's on the billboard. I am amused by the ones that are like, praise Jesus, and I'm an atheist, and I love those type of billboards because they're interesting. I like those. I'm like abortion is murder, like, you know,
it
whatever.
Make the drive
it doesn't
more
make you know like like 20 miles to Pedro's. They can be anything, but I also like the ones that are like neon live nude girls, you know, whatever it is. Big billboard. I love billboards. It doesn't matter what they are. So I'm squarely in the libertarian camp on this one. It can be anything. They can be every 5 feet, and they can be lit up with flashing neon LED, whatever. I love billboards.
You're supposed to be driving safely down the road.
You don't have to be staring at them.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, you were just saying a moment ago that you don't like the billboards because they obstruct the view. Stop looking around if you don't.
Anyway, okay, could I make one more point? Cause this is like a tough one. Like, what is the free market reason for preserving, like, the beautiful areas of, like the national park?
Because like people like that stuff.
Right, because so many people like
that. Do people like parks? Yes, people like parks. Does that mean that they would be willing to pay for them? I suspect they would.
I know, but if there was gold or oil or gas there, wouldn't the free market, you know, they would be able to, you know, purchase all the land?
What makes you think that the free market is some sort of mindless, you know, this group that goes around and strip mines everything? I mean, there's people who are able to do, harvest trees sustainably in the free market. Because
this is fantastic.
I agree. But like,
there's a fantastic owner article.
Mr. Halliburton, you see a mountain, you want to turn that mountain into money. You don't want to buy that mountain to just save it.
Exactly. No, wait. Hold on. He's got a point, and his point is absolutely correct. But what you're not seeing is the fact that, yes, Halliburton, unfortunately, is a government contractor, normally doesn't own the land that they get. And that's exactly, it's a perfect example. And there's a great article by Mary Ruart about the environment from the book Healing Our World, where she specifically talks about the fact that what makes land have value is when it's sustainable, you know, like sustainable culture and whatnot in a thing. So when you take out, like when you, for example, you want to mine a mountain, you don't just strip mine it. You carefully mine it because then afterwards that mountain can then become a park, or you can get lumber out of
ski
it
lodge.
Or a ski lodge. You keep the beauty of it when you own the property because you always want the property to have the most value. And so the people that own things are the ones that take really good care of what they own. And the people who just rent the property from the government, essentially, or are given it, they're the ones who end up destroying, and not just destroying, but decimating the things that they get control of.
Okay, fair enough. That was my question. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate it. Yeah, I will second the recommendation on Johnson's part here that Dr. Mary Ruart.
I think one of the best Liberty books out there, I think it
is. It's called Healing Our World. You can actually get the 90s edition for free in various different formats. You can go to actually books.freekeen.com, and we have the audiobook version, and there's a PDF, and I think there's ebooks that are available. You can download that and read
it. Did you read that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually made the audiobook for that book. And oh wait, no, it wasn't that book. It was the Market for Liberty.
Yeah, I know you did Market for Liberty. You don't even know. That's what I was asking. I knew you did Market for Liberty.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't take credit for work I didn't do.
Who did Healing Our World?
I forget. I know that I actually did trade some words with the guy on Facebook at one point. You know, some libertarian.
Okay.
He did it. And so it's available over at books.freekeen.com. And it's a great book. The thing that is really good about Healing Our World is that she comes at the issues from a compassionate perspective. And I think that one of the problems that beleaguers the liberty movement is that there's so many people who don't have the ability or they haven't practiced at communicating ideas of liberty while retaining compassion.
Right.
And so it can sound very harsh when you say like, ah, the hell with health care. You know, that's not what you're actually saying. You're saying, I don't like this government system. This government system is not optimal, and we would like to have a consent-based system that would work a lot better at providing health care services for folks. It's not that we don't like the idea of helping the poor. You know, I can't speak for all libertarians, but it's not like most libertarians I know don't like the idea of helping the poor. Johnson, you're running Shire Sharing Keene, which is an offshoot of Shire Sharing, which is a group that helps poor people here in New Hampshire. They focus around the Thanksgiving time of year, but it's a proof of concept that people can organize themselves without the assistance of the state to help people. And they can be better helped without the state, because without the state, you don't have the ridiculous overhead that comes with these government welfare programs, where you're essentially paying 70% of the money that comes into the program to the bureaucrats who are administering the program, and then only 30% of it actually goes to actually supposedly help these people, many of whom are actually leeches who are taking advantage of an easily taken advantage of system. And so the real question is how much of that money actually goes to people who really need the help.
Right.
And they don't really know the answer to that in the welfare system, because, you know, there's a lot of bureaucrats who just don't care. They're just there for the paycheck.
Right.
They're not there to really help people.
Yeah, they just extract most of it. I mean, that's what the government tends to do. People don't see all the hidden value that's lost in this system of aggression. It costs a lot of money to run this. Thugs.
Yeah, there's more on the way here. Johnson, you've got more from Facebook. Is that right? More from Facebook?
Yep.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You may call in to bring up anything you want. We're LRN.FM on Skype.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.